allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up is the approval of the minutes from May 25th for the regular meeting and the closed session. Anyone have any changes or discussions there? All right, hearing none, those will be approved. Treasurer's report, coming up in May. Questions or discussions on that? Hearing none, that will be filed for audit. I don't have anything for president's report tonight, so we'll move on to the chief's report.
All right. For the month of May, we had three brush fires, 71 medical emergencies, a total of 8 motor vehicle accidents. There was another water incident that month as well. I think was a, I think we just assisted folks after they'd boated and disabled. There were no injuries. 5 hazardous conditions, 1 public service, 14 good intent, and 8 false alarms for a total of 113 runs for the month. As you see, we're about 24 runs ahead of last year. Under community risk reduction, we had 3 public CPR courses. We did 3 PR events. 1 inspection was kind of slowed down a little bit. 3 plan reviews and a total of 10 permits issued for the month. The firefighters completed 258 hours of training in May. So under maintenance, for the Station 1 project for repainting the exterior of the building, we did re-advertise for bids. We didn't get any bids in the first round, so we have that out again. We also re-advertised for the epoxy flooring here at Station 2, and I've had two vendors come by for the flooring and 1 so far for the painting. So fingers crossed this round that we actually get some bids. The bay door at Station 2 was repaired. Station 3, this door issue there has been intermittent. One day it didn't work, another day it did work. So I have been in touch with overhead door. I've not had them out yet because we haven't quite tracked down what the issue is there. Equipment wise, you see some minor repairs there. We are scheduling Precision to come look at several issues on the 2017 pumper, some of which are just maintenance things that they provide as well, and to look at the pump system. So everything else, everything else has gone well equipment wise. You see several meetings listed under administration. We had an operations meeting on the 17th. All of our annual filings for our bond company and our bond rating were completed. On the 18th, we did have the first meeting for putting together a spec for the new pumper 13 for when we open Station 3. So we're starting some preliminary work on that. The goal is there to have the spec work finished before the end of the year. So something we can advertise before the end of the year. And on the 21st, we had the 3 new firefighters here to be fitted for gear. And then we will start on July 19th. And we'll do a swearing in at the board meeting that's the Tuesday following that. There is an instant action plan being put together for the 4th of July between the county, the city, and the fire district and the ambulance district. The fireworks are back on for the hilltop there above the dam, so back to normal. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Any questions, comments? Thank you very much. We have no public comment, no old business. Concerned new business is to consider the approval of policy 1000, which is recruitment and selection.
So this policy from last meeting where we talked about changing the minimum requirement age for from 21 to 19. When I first spoke with Carl about that and he looked into the legalities of it, you know, his first question was, well, what's your hiring policy? Well, we didn't have one. So we used Lexpol and kind of came up with the draft of the beginning. Carl worked quite a bit on tuning that. Once he worked out those parts, then it went to labor management. It was a pretty quick discussion. They approved. They didn't have any further input on the policy itself. It was acceptable to them. So what I have presented to you then is the final form of that policy for your consideration.
Have you already had a chance to look at it? Mm-hmm. Any questions? Thoughts on that? See on the second page, there's one bullet point that just doesn't have anything next to it.
Nope, I can change that.
Just so somebody didn't fill something in there.
Yeah.
I can't turn that blue thing off. Anybody have any thoughts? Questions?
Nope, that's good. That's good.
All right, I will move that we accept policy 1000, recruitment and selection, as written.
A second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
All those opposed? Thank you for your work on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it. All right, next meeting is Tuesday, July 27th at 7 p.m., and I will move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Roll call vote. Well,
yeah.
Okay, yes. Brian?
Yes.
And Ken?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
That's a new record.
So
sunny. Good day.
Are they going to go on down there too?